Good morning, everybody. This is Ross Mosteller with Metal Arc Extension District. Having just attended the Beef Stalker Conference yesterday, I've been pondering the discussion of increased calf prices and the marketing outlook over the next few years. We're in that time of year where a lot of calves are coming off of grass, being preconditioned prior to weaning, getting adjusted to a different diet, and moving through the various marketing channels that happen within the beef industry. You know, I would be lying if I told you that it probably hasn't crossed my mind, and maybe some of yours as well, is do we really need to take the time, the money, the investment in a preconditioning program? Is it really going to be paying in this high calf price environment? Well, looking back at the Livestock Marketing Information Center out of Colorado and comparing average feeder prices for those preconditioning calves versus those that did not have a known preconditioning status over the last 15 or years shows that the average premium paid ranges in that $10 to $20 per hundredweight of calf, meaning those calves that had a known preconditioning program would receive a premium at the livestock market. And actually, one of the highest premium prices paid per hundred was in the last high cycle in 2014. Just that data set alone would tell us that preconditioning programs demand a premium price. However, basic economic principles say that to have a profitable decision, revenue added by preconditioning must outweigh the cost of those preconditioning programs. Preconditioning has benefits for those looking to sell their calves or retaining ownership. On average, preconditioning can cost a producer $35 to $60 per head. Of course, that varies widely depending on what protocol you're using. But let's just say for today's purpose, if we stay on the lower end of that $10 per hundred weight that I talked about in premium, and we have a 600-pound feeder weight calf that we're selling, that would be, you know, $60 using a little bit of cowboy math on the return in premium. If we go back to a preconditioning program costing us $60, at the very least, we're at a break even. Promotion of calf growth, improved health status are both benefits to the producer that either retain ownership or the buyer that's purchasing those cattle. Researchers in Texas evaluated feedlot closeouts and found that calves that had preconditioning for 45 days or longer had a 7.2% improved feed efficiency, $29.50 or so lower per head medicine cost, and a 3.1% lower death loss. Oklahoma researchers found that preconditioning calves had a 22.4% lower morbidity and a 2.9% lower death loss, respectively, compared to those calves with no health management history. The question becomes, why would cattle buyers pay premiums for calves that are already costing so much money in this current environment? I think the simplest answer is risk, something that continues to grow across all segments of the industry. The whole point of a preconditioning health program is to prepare calves for better performance as they move through the system. That improved performance is measured in lower death loss, fewer health issues, and better gain. In other words, lower risk. As prices move upward, the cost of death loss, as well as the opportunity cost in lost performance, also increases. Buyers who pay premiums for preconditioned cattle are paying to lessen that risk. As prices move higher, the premiums that they are willing to pay for that decrease in risk will generally rise in response to the rising economic risk. So to answer the question, will producers be rewarded financially for preconditioning calves? The historical answer would be yes. While it may be tempting to market those calves right off the cows, and you might be able to yield some positive returns with this environment of high calf prices, there is a case to be said for preconditioning those calves. So if this is something that you're interested in, I always encourage you to visit with your local herd health veterinarian to customize a plan for your particular herd. But I think the long answer short, in this current environment of high calf prices, it still is a good idea to reduce the risk and precondition those calves. This has been Ross Mosteller, Metal Arc Extension District, Livestock and Natural Resources, wishing everybody a great weekend.